Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower. Good afternoon. I'm so glad that you joined us on today, and this is just such a great day. It is Memorial Day. Not Memorial Day, it's Labor Day. And so we are celebrating Labor Day. One thing Labor Day means that it used to mean was that you didn't wear white after Labor Day. But I am just thanking God for the love affair that he and I share. It's totally beyond compare, and I'm thanking God for each and every one of you as you have come to join us on today. We are looking just to have such an awesome time as we are just going higher, higher, and higher. And so on today, we have our technical problems that they have been solved. We had some technical problems last week. We do plan to redo that show, and so still look out for it. We were just, as we were getting geared up for today, we looked at it and it was Labor Day. So one of the things we know is that kids that have not gone back to school, everybody will be back to school on tomorrow. And then we'll be headed into the fall months. But needless to say, all is good and all is great. And we are just, we're excited. I'm just really excited at all that God is doing. I do want to say that on tonight is September the 7th. And the first 4 weeks of every month, we always host a minute to midnight, 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp. So you want to mark your calendars. We begin tonight at 11:59, and we will go all the way until Sunday night at 11:59. So I do hope that each and every one of you, that you will be able to join us during this week-long prayer boot camp. And for those of you who have ever been a part of it, you will know that we definitely have an awesome time, and it is just such a great time. It's a lot of what we do is teaching and empowerment, and then we also do the prayer. So if you know of anyone, if you can stay up, set your clock. You want to make sure that you're going, that you will be with us during that time. Also want to let you know that if you go to our website, www.themeplace.org, that is the Minister Empowerment Institute that we have, and we do coaching. And for a limited time, we will be offering our coaching at 50% off every coaching package. So make sure that you're connected to us. That information will be coming out this week as well, and it's 50% off. So for the price of 24 sessions, you will pay for 12 sessions. For the price of 12 sessions, you'll get 24. For the price of 6 sessions, you will get 12. And for the price of 3 sessions, you will get 6 sessions. So you want to make sure that you tap into it. If there is anything that you've been trying to get done, if you feel as though that you really need someone to push you, someone to take you to that next level, you want to make sure that you take advantage of our hosting packages. And we have got nothing but rave reviews from those who have participated in our coaching. We have gotten great feedback from them. And that's what it's all about. It is about you succeeding. My job is to make sure that others fulfill theirs. And so that's why I encourage people to become all God envisioned in order for them to experience what he saw: spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth in every area of their life, spiritually, professionally, and personally. So you want to make sure that you take advantage of that, You may be trying to, you may have been trying to get a book out. You may have been trying to get your business started. You may be going through a transition in life, but that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. We're here to walk alongside you and to push you. And believe me, I will definitely push you. So those are the things that we are doing this week. I do want you to mark your calendars for June 23rd through the 25th of 2016. For O Breakout. And so you want to make sure you mark your calendars. That's going to be our O Breakout Empowerment and Leadership Experience that's going to be during that time. So mark your calendars. Make sure you block off that time. Take some vacation days from work. Believe me, it's going to be well worth it. We are going to empower you to be able to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. How can you be even more effective in being that change agent and that marketplace influencer on behalf of the kingdom of God? So I think those are pretty much all of my announcements for this week. I think I have a couple more here. Also, you want to look to getting my books that will be coming out in the next few months. I decided moving from resolution to execution is basically helping you to move out of that place where you're just writing down your resolutions and you're actually doing them and living them. And then also we're coming out with our first daily devotional of prayers for success. So you want to make sure that you're connected to us. Go to our website, JackieShowers.com. That's JackieShowers.com. And make sure that you're subscribing, that you're a subscriber to our e-blast. Connect with us on all of the social media platforms. You can connect with us and make sure that you're connected so you know that what we're doing, we're helping you to do what you do better. But God is so good and he's so awesome. And so as I woke up today and I kept thinking about labor, and I think about that we are going through this whole process of labor. All of us are laboring in the kingdom in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And one of the things that I began to think about, well, what does God feel about labor? How does God feel about what we do? And you know, is work really what God calling us to? And I can remember many days working and wondering to myself, is this what life is all about, that I'm going to have to work this job for the rest of my life? Is this what God has called us to? And one of the things I came to realize after really embracing Jesus as Lord and Savior is that God has called us to work. It started off at the beginning of time. And I'm going to tell you, it really started off with God. God worked. He worked from day one. He was working. He worked when he created man. And it says God had finished his work. If you go into Genesis 2, the second chapter, and I'm reading it out of the Message Bible, and it says, and this is the second verse, by the seventh day, God had finished his work. So that means that work, if God worked, that means that there's a part of us that we should work. And on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. So it's amazing that here we're looking at this and it's talking about, and God blessed the seventh day. He made it a holy day because on that day, he rested from his work, all the creating God had done. And so when you begin to think about it, inside of work is creativity. There is the creative forces that's inside of you. It's inherent in what you do, how you work. What are you working? Are you going to work it? Are you going to take care of it? Or are you going to just do nothing about it? God gave us work for a reason. When he created man and God formed man out of dirt from the ground, and he blew his breath in him, and God placed him in the garden, and God told him to work it. He told him to work it. He said, in the 15th verse, and this is the Message Bible, God took the man and set him down in the Garden of Eden to work the ground and keep it in order. So God said, I need you to work it, and I need you to take care of it. So God gave work from the beginning of time. So if you're thinking that I'm tired of working, or God didn't tell me to work, or why am I doing all of this, you're doing it because that's what God has given us. And I think on Labor Day, it is a great time to take a reflection and to look back and to ask yourself, what has God told me about work? What has God given me about work? What type of work am I doing? Am I happy in my job? Am I happy doing what I have been doing? Sometimes we're not happy because the work that we're doing is not really the work that we've been called to do. We're just doing something just to be doing it, but it's not really what God has called us to do. And in many instances, we are afraid to even ask him what he really has called us to do. So work has been ordained by God. God ordained for us to work. We know that some people hate to do it. Some love to do it. Some go to great lengths to avoid doing it, and some do it too much. So we know those that overwork themselves, but we know there are many different attitudes when it comes to work and how we think about work and how we work. I mean, even on your job, there are those that they have a spirit of excellence, but there are those that are slothful in their work. But one of the things you have to realize is that we must work. And in the process of us working, every one of us must work in order to survive. Or you're dependent on somebody else working for your survival. Because work sets our lifestyle. And so it determines where we live, where we sleep, where we can eat. It determines how much time we can spend with our family. It determines how well we dress or we don't want to dress. But work is such a part of our lives and is dictating exactly who we are. And one of the things about work is that God has a clear perspective about it. And we are to align our thoughts with his. And so I just got to provide some reflections of work as we go through this, as we walk you through this radio broadcast today. Well, you need to know work is ordained by God. It was his creative invention from the beginning of time. There was always creativity inherent in work, and that God worked himself. As I said earlier, God, he worked himself. And so when we are working, we are really resembling God. It is us taking on the reflection of God. And so we, each and every one of us, we have the ability to work. We have the ability to plan. We have the ability to implement our plans. But we also have God's creative force inside of us, enabling us to create a world, a better world each and every day, for not only for us to live in, but for others to live in too. In essence, God gave us the task of ruling over and taking care of his creation. He wanted us to work it, and he wanted us to take care of it. He told us to subdue, to replenish, to increase, and take dominion. So he knew that, well, we know that work is ordained by God, and we know work is for a lifetime. Retirement in the Hebrew language does not exist. That is something that man created. God never said that we were going to retire, because normally many times and statistics have shown that when people retire, they die because they no longer have purpose. But we, by the sweat of our face, and we shall eat bread until you return to the ground. That's in Genesis 3:19. So God says he knew that there was going to be some sweat, some toil, some tears, and everything else that goes along with work. But God has always intended that humans are to work as long as they live. As I said, statistics have shown that a lot of times when people think they've reached that magical age of 65 or whatever age, and then they say, you know what, I am going to stop working, in many instances, their lifespan is shortened because the meaningfulness of life, the purposefulness of life has been taken away. And then the other thing is that when you have that age limit set there, it automatically makes you think that as you're getting older, your time is running out for you to make an impact. But at 60 years old, Colonel Sanders was living on $120 a month, and he was living and he was homeless. At 65, Colonel Sanders, he owned KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. What if he had given up? What if he had said, hey, I'm 60. Look where I am. When I get to, he had no hope for 65. We would not be eating that Kentucky Fried Chicken the way we're eating that Kentucky Fried Chicken. You have to understand, meaningful activity plays a critical role in being a healthy human being. It's all a part of it, whether you're paid or you're a volunteer worker. It helps you in having a great mindset about who you are and about your fulfilling the mandate that God has on your life to work it and to take care of it. Work is not punishment. God did not create work as drudgery, but as a gift of fulfillment to life. That's what he did. God basically said, I'm creating work because I want you to be satisfied. I want you to find satisfaction in your work. A human being can be nothing better than when he can find that type of satisfaction, when you know you're doing what you enjoy. And, you know, oftentimes what happens is that we are not, can I say this again? We are not working in the place of our creativeness. We are working a job because we say, okay, I need money. But we never really work in our place of creativeness because we're tied to the job so much that we're not developing the place in which God placed the true creativeness in us. And so so you want to find that place of enjoyment for your work. And that's not to say, I understand that we got to make a living, we got to take care of ourselves, we got to have money. I understand all of that. But you also want fulfillment. You want satisfaction. You want to be satisfied in your job. You want it to be that when you wake up in the morning, you wake up with excitement and say, oh, this is another exciting day for me to fulfill my purpose in the earth realm. And so oftentimes that's what you want to do. But what happens is that we get caught up in jobs that we really don't feel is for us. And so we're caught up in these jobs and we're doing these jobs, but is the job really making you happy? And if you have a question or you have anything to say, you could always hit number one and we'll open it up as we see it. You hit number one and I will see that you are ready to ask a question. All we ask is that if you would give your name and tell us exactly where you're from, then that would be good. You don't even have to give us your last name. You can just give us your first name. But I want to say, when it comes to work, I think you really have to look at it and say, am I really being purposeful in my work? Am I doing exactly what I was created to do or be? And sometimes it may happen that you may not do it until after you have left a job, but be very purposeful, even as you're working a job and saying, eventually I want to own my own business. I want to do what I really want to do. So you're going to do your due diligence. You're going to save your money. You're going to do the research to know exactly how do I get out there, or try to find a job that's in alignment with what you want to do and starting a business and learn everything that you can learn. I cannot stress enough the importance of learning, the importance of growing, the importance of expanding. You must, you must, you must. Can I just say this again? You must, you must, you must never stop learning. Those that succeed in life, they are lifelong learners. They are perennial learners. They are forever learning, whether it's a formal learning where you're going to some academic institution or you're taking classes or you're doing it on your own. But you must be a lifelong learner. You must say to yourself, I should read at least one book every month. Every month, I should at least be reading one book. If there's something that you need to know, go out to YouTube. Go out there and find out whatever you need to know in order for you to be successful in your work and what you are doing. That's the only way it's going to happen. And if you want to be satisfied in work, sometimes you have to take an analysis of where you are right now. Take a look at the present job that you're doing or where you are working at this very moment and do a pros and cons analysis. Do your own SWOT, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats, and say, am I really happy here? Am I really being fulfilled? When I wake up in the morning, am I excited? Do I jump up and say, hey, it's time to go to work? Or when Monday comes, am I in such drudgery? Statistics have shown more people have heart attacks Monday morning and then any other day, and it is because they are dreading going to work. So your work should be satisfying. When God created the heavens and earth, his work was satisfying to him. He wants our work to be satisfying to us. And another way that your work can be satisfying to you is that you begin to understand, I am a change agent. God has strategically placed me in this job in order for me to be a marketplace influencer, a change agent, not to beat people down and say, be saved, but in order for you to be a shining light in a dark place. So our work, the reason he gave us the ability to work, the creativeness in work, it is also for us to be effective witnesses in the marketplace. So as those effective witnesses in the marketplace, we are able to take the gospel of Jesus Christ out into the marketplace every single day of our lives. This is what God has given us. And the other thing is that work has three purposes, and they are to provide money or resources to supply the necessities of life, to provide for a quality of life and the satisfaction of doing a job well done. So you can hear the words, well done, my good and faithful servants, and to serve God. And you need to keep it all in perspective. It provides us money or resources to supply the necessities of life. It provides for a quality of life in the satisfaction of doing a job well done and to serve God. And, you know, sometimes we get to a place where we need to understand when we are in our job that we are still working for someone, but you always work for God. Always, that we are serving God at every place where we work. Whether you own your own business or you don't own your own business, you are still always working for God. You are his employee. He is using companies as a vessel and means to get you money in order for you to sustain your life. But you work for God. So when you decide you're going to take off, when you decide you're going to slough, when you decide that you're not going to do what you're supposed to do, when you decide you're going to steal supplies, know that everything that you do against that job, you're doing against God, because God is the one who gave you the job. He is the one who put the favor, placed favor in the person that hired you in order for you to say yes. Believe me, when you begin to look at it from the vantage point of I am working for God, your work ethic will change. Because you will realize that everything that I do, my boss can see me. That's why the word of God tells us in Ephesians that we are not working to be men pleasers. We are not working, Ephesians 6 through the 6th, 7th verse, we are not working to be men pleasers, but God pleasers. And so we have to understand that work calls for obedience. And even when the boss isn't looking, a good worker is consistent and diligent to do the task and loyal to the organization. Why? Because you know your boss is always looking at you. God is always there. He sees everything that you do. Your boss, your physical boss may not can see what you're doing, but God is your heavenly boss, and he sees everything that you do. And it also calls for employers to treat you have to treat your employees with respect. You have to respect them as much as you want them to respect you. You have to honor them as much as you want them to honor you. It is quid pro quo. I do for you, you do for me. And when there's a breakdown in that relationship, there is a breakdown. Whereas people are not able to communicate, there's a breakdown where there becomes division and strife, and there's no way that a company can be effective where there's division and strife. And so that's why he has told us that we have to respect each other. The employee respect the employer must respect the employee, and each one must be respectful and fairness in all that they do. And work should be done with the spirit of excellence. You know, everything that you do, every service that you do, it's always done with a spirit of excellence. And I want to tell you, I'm not talking about perfection. Perfection holds you back excellence propels you forward, but it's always done with a spirit of excellence, where you know that at the end of the day and you sign your signature to your work, you know God will be pleased with you. And that's what you have to ask yourself. Am I holding this up to a God standard, or am I holding it up to a human standard? Is this a standard of excellence that is reflective in who I represent and representing God, or is it mediocrity because I'm just doing just enough? I'm not giving a spirit of excellence, just enough to know I can get that next paycheck. And sometimes we cross over and we don't realize this. But you are a marketplace influencer. You're a marketplace change agent. So you must be aware of this because people are looking at you. And when you say that I am a child of the Most High God, I've been adopted into this royal priesthood, when you begin to proclaim, you know, like, this is the church I go to and all of this, all of these, when your actions are not lining up with God's actions, people look at you and they say, there's nothing to her. There's absolutely nothing to her. We need to understand that work is always honorable. God wants us to do honorable work, all professions and all kinds of work. It's honorable. I don't care if you're the janitor. I don't care if you have to get on your knees and clean out the toilets. It's honorable work. And it's no less honorable than the CEO who's running a company. And we have to understand that sometimes in our society, we always want to place a higher premium on those that are in certain positions. But you must begin to realize this, is that God has ordained for each and every one of us to work. And he wants each and every one of us to respect the differences that make us one. Because there's no way that I can be successful in what I do if you are not successful in what you do. All of us, I don't care who you are, I don't care where you work, you must respect the differences that make you one. No company can operate by themselves. That is why God said, it is not good for man to be alone. He knew that we need each other. We need each other in order for us to be successful. And he knew that we needed to work. Jesus worked as a carpenter. Paul worked as a tent maker. When you go in and you begin to see what they do, Abraham, he was a sheep herder. When you begin to see everybody worked, Joseph was an administrator. Daniel was an administrator. They worked. They had jobs. They worked, and they worked with the spirit of excellence. They worked with the spirit of excellence, and that is what you must do, regardless of what you're doing. Here we have our own Savior, Jesus Christ, was a carpenter. Can you imagine how immaculate his work was? How much he took pride in knowing that I representing my Father here in the earth realm. And it's no difference for us. We are representing God at every job that we take. If you're on a job where somebody hired you, you're to get to the you're to be there on time. You're to stay there until it's time to clock out. If you decide to stay longer, that's on you. You are to be, you know, take your breaks, get back on time. Take your lunch, get back on time, giving them your all, giving them your best, because when you're giving your best, you're really giving your best. And in the process of you're giving God your best, it's going to be a reflection of who you are. And you're going to become an even more of an effective marketplace influencer, because there are going to be those Nicodemus's moments when people are going to come to you and they're going to ask you for help. And it is because that you have strategically placed yourself in position, and the way you walk, the way you hold up yourself, because you've done this, that's what people are going to look at. I don't care if you're working inside a church, outside a church, working for yourself, working for somebody else, volunteering, getting paid, you must have a spirit of excellence. You must be honorable in your work and the execution of how you work. This is what you must do. And you must take this into your spirit. You must know unequivocally that you are working for God and you are not working for man. Unequivocally know this. Unequivocally walk this out. And, you know, it's like with me. I work for myself. And I know I have to work. Even though I said I'm working for myself, I'm working for God. I know that you all are looking and saying, oh, well, what is she doing? I'm working for God. And you say to yourself, you know what? She's working for God. Everything that she does. And you know, and people look at that, and people are looking at you. They're looking at the consistency. I write a prayer every day. I do it because God asked me to do it. I don't do it for any other reason, but God asked me to do it because God knew what he wanted his people to have. It's simple as that. So everything that you do, you must do it with this in mind, that this is what God has asked for you to do. And so you must do it. The other thing that as we're moving forward is that you are to work, that work provides an opportunity for witness. Everything that we do, we have been strategically placed in the marketplace to be effective witnesses, to fulfill where it says to go out into all the world, into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. And one of the places that we have the hardest time going and being witnesses is in the marketplace. Although we're sitting next to people and we spend the bulk of our days there, and there are people that are there, they will never go to a prison. You may say, well, I have a prison ministry, but there are people in your job, they're never going to be in a prison. You may say, I go and I minister at the shelter, but there are people at your job, they're never going to be at the shelter. The only way that you're going to have an opportunity to witness is because you are at this job every single day. And you want to know that you're sending a powerful message, verbally, non-verbally. You want to begin to look at work with a supernatural approach, because the world needs the powerful witness of the reality of Jesus Christ. They need to know, and they need to understand that as a follower of his, you need to be there. You need to realize God has strategically placed you in that place. He's strategically allowing you to have the clients and the contracts that you have, the customers that you have, that you're coming in contact with, because he's given us the ability, the power to get wealth as we become those effective change agents in the marketplace. We are kingdom solutionists. We're selling our skills and our talents for money, but we also know that God is strategically placing us in the place of influence to influence others as effective witnesses on behalf of the gospel of Jesus Christ in winning souls. And work provides an opportunity for witness. Work is our altar. Work is our pulpit. And all the thing a pulpit is you're pulling people out of the pit. Our workplace, where we work, what we do, it has become the altar in which we're calling people to the Lord through love, through kindness, through obedience, through our actions, through exhibiting a spirit of excellence, to being honorable to work. Everything is drawing them, because when you're working and you're loving what you do, even if it may not be what you want to ultimately do, but you find the love in knowing that you're representing God in the workplace. So that when you're doing it, if you're doing more for just the money, you're doing it because you know I'm serving God. And in the process of my serving God, I'm making an impact on others' lives in order for them to be able to tap into this wellspring of joy, of peace that we walk in, to know that when they take their last breath, they will be able to spend eternal life with Jesus Christ, with our God. And I'm telling you, this is why we work. We work. God ordained work. Work is God breathed. God worked himself. He worked 6 days, and on the seventh day, he took rest. And we need to celebrate the Sabbath rest as much as we celebrate work. That we need to take time for rest, for relaxation, to rejuvenate ourselves, to get us prepared to go back out there and to be those effective marketplace, those effective change agents, marketplace influencers on behalf of our God. So we must work. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that you're always going to have to work. There's nothing in life that you're going to get free. Teach your children about working. Teach them about entrepreneurship. Teach them about being an entrepreneur. Teach them about the honorableness of working. Teach them about the excellency in working. Share with them Joseph. Share with them Daniel. Share with them the Hebrew boys. And share them with yourself so you can know them. And not just looking at them and say, oh, you know, look at them. They were so spiritual. But there was a natural side to them as well. They worked. When the Hebrew boys and Daniel said, we are not going to eat the king's delicacy, the reason that they were exalted, the reason that they were promoted, because when you work with the spirit of excellence and even with the spirit of conviction, you will be exalted. You will be increased to the next level. Even your bosses will respect you. When Daniel was put in the lion's den, King Darius, who put him there, prayed for him, prayed that he would not be touched, prayed that his God would come forth, because we are change agents. We are ambassadors for Christ in the workplace. And I'm telling you, your very enemy will become the very footstool that elevates you to your next position of success. When you work it and you take care of it, there is success always inherent in it. When you represent God well, God represents you well. God strategically placed you even in positions that you never thought that you could achieve. This is what God does. I'm telling you, it is a beautiful thing. It's beautiful as we begin to adopt this and know this is what God is doing for me. And we got to stop limiting God. Take the limits off of God. Take the limits off of God. So then when you take the limits off of God, the limits are naturally have to come off of you. But take the limits off. Let him be large in your life. Don't just look at life from a myopic premise, but look at it from the vantage point of God. Don't be narrow focused, but you want to have a broad focus of what God is doing. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to step out and do whatever God's telling you to do. The creative force is already inside of you. God has already placed it inside of you for you to excel. All you must do is excel. Just work it and take care of it. And success is always imminent. We just thank God for what he has given us on today. I do want to say that as we are preparing for tonight, I do ask your prayers for me as I go into a seven day 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp. If there's anything that you're looking to do, if you know that I want to go to that next level, you want to be here. Be here. If you can be there every night, be there every night at 11:59. It'll be well worth it. Set your clock. Set your clock to 11:59 and say, I'm gonna meet Jackie every night. Because I know that God has a word for his people of empowerment. God has a word of his people of being set free to soar. So we are just thanking God for all that he is doing. So I do hope you mark your calendars. I do hope you go to our website, www.themeplace.org. You want to make sure that you take advantage. We are doing 50% off of all of our coaching packages. We've never done it before. We don't know if we'll do it again. So you want to take advantage of it. There's some other things coming down the pike. We are still looking at, we're still putting together our whole program for branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget. We're still putting that program together, and that will be coming out this fall. And that's something else. If you have a product, a service, a business, it will teach you how to strategically position yourself out in the marketplace with a spirit of excellence in order for you to maximize your impact and also maximize your effectiveness and also maximize your profit. Because that's what it's all about. It is about going to that next level and getting the message that God has placed inside of you, using the creative medium that God has given you in order for you to get it out there. So make sure you hook up with us. You can friend us on Facebook. You can link up with us on LinkedIn. You can plus us on Google. I mean, we're on. You can follow us on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're out there. You can pin us on Pinterest, but we're out there. Hook up with us. And we want to teach you all the things that God has taught me along the way in order for you to put your best face on and for you to get out into that marketplace, for you to know how to brand yourself, how to work your brand, how to make sure that everything you're doing with a spirit of excellence. I've done the research. I've done the hard work. All I'm asking is that you take advantage of what God has given me. When you're ready, the teacher will come. When you are ready, the teacher will come. So once you're ready, I'm already here. Once you're ready, I'm already here to teach you, to guide you, to coach you, to become everything God envisioned so you can experience what God saw, spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And so I'm so excited for what God is doing, but make sure you connect with us. Go to my website. Make sure you subscribe to our e-blast list. There are going to be some great things coming down the pike. And as I told you, we're coming out with two books within the next few months. I Decided and Prayers for Success. And so you want to keep a lookout for them because they're going to help you go to that next level. So with that being said, I'm so glad that you came to join us on this Labor Day, that you took out time on Labor Day to find out just how pleased God is with you working it and taking care of it. I'm looking forward to you joining us next week at Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.